This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 Chai FM.
Improvisational theatre, or improv, is a spontaneous form of art, unplanned and unscripted. Paul Rabinowitz is an improviser based in Joburg and is the founder of the Assembly Improv South Africa. The company will be performing at the Sandton Theatre on the Square tomorrow evening. And to tell me more about it, Paul and Kayla Simpson, actor and singer, join me now to tell me more. Paul and Kayla, welcome, and thanks so much for joining me.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us here. Thank you.
It's an exciting form of art because everything is spontaneous. But I imagine there is a lot of preparation that goes in before every show, correct?
Absolutely. And what we rehearse and practice as a team is the process of improvising. Improv is one of the few art forms where what you're seeing on stage is not a finished product. It is the process of people improvising. Whereas in theater, you'll see a play that people have rehearsed, and the play is the product of the writer in the rehearsals. In improv, it's going to be seen that night. It will never be done again.
There's, I think many people would, myself included, the thought of having to improvise, in fact, the thought of somebody suddenly asking you a question sends fear down your spine. So it is a different skill. Is it a learned skill?
Yes, definitely. I think for me personally, as an actor, felt myself kind of waning and not doing so well at my other skills because improv was a skill that I lacked. And that's why I came to the Assembly to upskill, and I found myself doing so much better in all of my other skills and the rest of my career, purely because I learned how to do all of this from Paul. And now, even in other aspects of my life, I'm feeling more confident. I've got a sense of community around me in my work, and the skill is catching me when I'm falling doing my other things, which is amazing.
So it's a life skill.
Yes, it is.
And it can benefit anybody in any profession.
Yes. For me, improv has helped my profession, and I'm currently in some studies to how do we use improv to develop and improve communication skills in the financial service industry. So improv has been used for medical scientists, for medical professionals, for scientists, in many ways to help them listening skills and being present in the moment.
So that's so true. I mean, I'd never thought about it, but you actually have to listen carefully if you're going to improvise. You know, you can't have already planned your answer if you haven't listened to what was previously said.
Exactly. And so I often think I need to plan or think of something funny, but the really is comedy is in truth, and truth is in comedy, one of the most famous books of improv. So how do I listen to you and respond to exactly the last thing that you've said? How does your body posture look? How does the voice sound? And this whole conversation we're having now is improvised. We're just responding.
I mean, in many ways, life is one big improvisation, and you just kind of hope for the best.
Yes.
Paul, was it hard to start a school like this? I mean, what goes into establishing something like this?
A lot more admin than I'd hoped.
Okay.
But ultimately, improv is a liberating art form, and I think it's still in its infancy in South Africa as well as Africa. The type of improv we do is predominantly an American-style improv, which started in the 1930s in Chicago, helping immigrant children to adapt into the new American society after the wars. And so as that developed, and then improv became a communication and entertainment sphere in its own right, starting at the Second City in Chicago and giving birth to many comedy legends like Mike Myers, Bill Murray, Amy Poehler, Tina Fey.
So you are spend a lot of time in Paris. Can you tell me why?
I've been in clown school in Paris.
Okay.
Yes, and I've studied improv in the States and in Europe. So it's part of my journey to expand as an artist and a human.
And the French are quite funny, although they wouldn't think so. No?
Yes, although it is an international school.
Okay,
so
tell me what a clown school is.
It's hard to describe. Clown is such an intangible thing. It's how do you communicate with an audience? We are not performing in as much as we are being to an audience. And it's not circus clowning, it's contemporary clowning.
So what is contemporary clowning? Because we barely have circuses nowadays.
Yes. And one of the most famous clowns from my school, called Philippe Gollier, is Sacha Baron Cohen, Borat, and many other things. And so it's really about, similar to improv, how do you really be in the moment? But instead of now building a scene together as we would in improv with a scene partner, we are building something with the audience. And it's very much how do we work together and how do I change and adapt to what the audience is thinking and feeling.
So in improv, the audience actually is the main player.
Yes, in this, their laughs will tell us what is funny, what is interesting, what we should explore.
To what extent then are you dependent on your audience at every given show?
Well, we have trust and faith that we're building something together. And so it depends on the style of some improvisers. We certainly can start off slowly. And then as we get to, depending on how long we're doing, 20 minutes or an hour, we'll build to something crazy. But if it's something sometimes more serious subject matter, we know we're building in the silences when people are listening and they're watching us. How are we going to build something and work as a team?
Incredible. Kayla, in terms of the skills you said that you got, listening, I think, probably is one of the most important. How do you suss out your audience? How do you feel them?
Well, listening, as you said, is definitely one of them. Another one I found is very important that Paul has taught me is not being afraid to fail, because I think a fear of embarrassment can hold a performer back. And the minute that you are afraid on stage, the audience can feel it. And that's when you start to mess up. When you are not afraid to fail, you have faith in yourself that you're able to catch yourself with maybe a few improvised lines, or if you know that your scene partner can catch you and you have faith in each other, or you know that the audience will be on your side and you and your audience are a team, then and you've built that trust, like Paul just said, then you know that there is no way that you can fail. And even if you do fail, you have faith in everybody in the room that you'll be okay. And there's really no reason to be afraid.
Again, I find that quite profound, because I think it's a metaphor for life. I think so many of us are scared to fail, scared of embarrassing ourselves. I know, I mean, I always have something just in case. And no matter how many times somebody said to me, take the leap and fly, I'm a little bit nervous to do that, and I imagine I speak for actually the majority of people. Paul, you're nodding.
Yes, that's been, since I started improv, my life has bloomed and blossomed as a result of me embracing this philosophy. As I'm wearing a t-shirt that says yes and, which is the improv philosophy, which is about accepting your partner's ideas and building on top of them. So I accept what you give me, and I make sure to add a bit of my own life essence onto that. It also ties into self-acceptance. So it's very much a metaphysical and theatrical journey.
I remember once going to an improv show, and I can't remember what the scene is, and I said to the audience, give us a time in history. And I was the one who shouted the French Revolution, because I love that part of that history. And to my absolute amazement, there they were speaking with this French accent and taking on characters. Your life knowledge, though, needs to be quite good.
Absolutely. I've heard of people reading manuals on how to operate a submarine, just in case one day they will be in a scene where they're in a submarine. But it certainly it behooves us as artists as well to live an interesting life, to read well, to listen well, so that we have great references of literature and humanities to draw upon.
I mean, yes, Kayla.
I think that that's very interesting. And I think the only way to bring it back to the fear aspect is to stop being afraid of these things and to not over-prepare for these things is to kind of surrender yourself to the possibility that you might not be prepared and you might actually fail. And when you do have a moment in the medium of improv where maybe you do make a mistake or you're not prepared for the subject matter that comes up, that sometimes those are the funniest moments. Yeah. And the audience will be laughing at you. And that's what you want, actually. And that then becomes a strength. And that's so powerful, I feel.
So what can we expect on Saturday night at the Sandton Theatre on the Square?
Well, they have a number of groups performing, so it's kind of a showcase of different styles of improv.
Okay.
But essentially, each group will get a suggestion from the audience. In one case, no suggestion at all. From that one suggestion, then the group of 2 to 8 people will turn that into a theatrical play or event for up to 20 minutes.
Wow, that's incredible. And Paul, if anybody would like, they're not theatrical in the theatre world, but would like the skills, what is the next step?
Oh, we offer lots of free drop-in classes where you can just try at a very no risk. Everyone's there to fail and learn, no judgment. And we do have level 1 classes as well starting up again in June.
So it must be, I mean, you're actually an entrepreneur as well as an artist.
Yes, unfortunately. As much as we can like to just focus on the art, there's the business of art as well.
And this is one show only.
Yes, but we do have a number of other shows. In February, we have a duo night where improvised duos will take place. We have improvised trios and many other themed improv shows.
So if anybody would like to know more about what you're doing and when you're doing that, what should they do?
They can go to the Assembly Improv SA on Instagram or the assemblyimprov.co.za, our website.
Okay, so I really encourage those who would like to see it on Saturday night to be in touch with the theatre, and I'm sure tickets are also available online. And thank you very much for joining me. Will you let me know when you do your next show?
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much. That was Paul Rabinowitz and Kayla Simpson. Paul is the founder of the Assembly Improv South Africa, and Kayla, an actor and singer.